It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guy.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guy.
Good morning and welcome. You list the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network and all these Jethro FM stations. Glad you are up and at it. Get your cup of coffee. Sit down and buckle in, because we got a good show for you today. It's tailgating season. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Yeah, it feels like tailgating season, too. It was 50 degrees this morning when
I
got up.
I know. I love it. A little snap in the air makes that hunting season it feel like it's coming, too.
Sure does.
Yeah, good stuff.
I last weekend went up north, went to Torch Lake with a wife and some friends, and on the way up, we went separately because she can't get enough of it, and I can only have X amount because I had to work, and, you know, she left Thursday night. I left Saturday morning, went to the hunting property, moved my trail cam, had a heck of a time finding the trail cam. I was like, you know, moved it several times, and it's like, was it this tree? And it's full of foliage, and there's picker. You know, you're walking through the stuff, and of course, I got my knee boots on because there's a lot of poison ivy in that spot. And, man, I got my workout in, but I finally found it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the deer are kind of colorblind. You can put, like, an orange camo strap on it so you can find it next time.
Should probably do that. But, I wasn't getting any good shots. And so I'm looking at all the fresh prints. And I said, okay, I see where you're going now. Because they change every year, you know.
Sure.
And I spun it around a little bit. Same tree. Bang, 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 bang. They were all behind the camera the whole while. Had the cutest spotted fawn yesterday morning.
Still spotted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big and spotted. It was like enlightening.
Yeah.
I just love watching them.
Oh, yeah.
No bear yet.
No bear?
No.
That's a good thing. I did a barbecue up by Broman up there, just like White Cloud, Broman area. And we were sitting at their table, and the guy pulls up his camera and his phone. He's got four cameras in the woods that are all fed to his phone.
Right.
Three of the four of them had a bear on them.
Wow.
And, but you know.
Oh, yeah. That area, Broman, yeah.
There might have been some food going on there, because one of them was he'd seen all these bear before, and it's a young male, and he was literally laying on his side, scooping the food to himself.
Eating like me.
Yeah, laying down, man. It was crazy to see. But
hey, real quick, years back when we were still cutting deer out of the house in the garage, I took pictures of this because I knew nobody would ever believe me. Thanksgiving weekend, one of our neighbor gals shot a deer, brought it in. She's like, yeah, I had the scope turned up. It was huge. Honest to God truth, it still had spots on it. Thanksgiving weekend.
Wow.
So that's a late born.
Those are the golden vibes of Mr. Tim Sobey.
Yep.
One of our great sponsors joining us today, because we're going to talk tailgating and deer hunting, and you got to have the meat man with you if you're going to do that. So thanks for joining us.
You bet. And beer hunting.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, there's always that. I'm much better at that than deer hunting, right?
I can vouch for that. He's a good nap taker too.
Right. Yeah. Right. Maybe.
And he'll help you take a nap, too.
Right.
Only if you're not careful.
Yeah, it's only comfortable.
He'll get you sleepy.
Right. That's that beer hunter in me.
Yeah. So I want to mention also Thermopen, which will be on the show shortly in a couple of weeks. They've got a lot of new products coming out, but they've got the sale going on for Time to Stock Arama, 35% off. The trio, check out thegrillingguys.com and look to the right and look for ThermoWorks. Look for one of those yellow logos says ThermoWorks. They're the makers of Thermopen.
Right.
And they're made in Utah. Good products. Great company. They've got two specials. One ends September 9th. One ends September 8th. So you have very little time to get in on it. But it's nice to save 35%.
These are great products. Bob and I use them all the time, not just because they're a sponsor, but because they work.
Right.
And there's a variety of things on there. But, you know, people often ask, what are the best tools that I should have for my barbecue?
And
number one is a high-quality thermometer, so you can read the temperature of your meat, because that's the number one problem with people's grilling is they overcook things.
You know, probably 10 years ago, they sent us our first samples.
Right.
And the one I had had these flames on it. And
yeah, I remember that. I had grill envy on that one, man.
Envious. Well, that thing still works beautifully. And well, I have several others. So when I was with my brother-in-law, Paul, the plumber that I take hunting with me down in Jonesville, he lives, I was with him a few months ago, and I was watching him grill, and he was overcooking everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave him a nice little grilling steak lesson, and I gave him that flame embroidered.
You clearly love him more than you do me, because I've asked for that thing a dozen yeah. times.
I hope he's worth it.
Yeah, right.
He is. Exactly. He is. He is. He's a good man. But anyway, the other thing you need to do, not just a thermopen, but if you're a good griller, you got to hit Sobey Meats.
Right, exactly. You're here in Michigan.
There's evidence sitting on the counter.
Right, yeah.
And in the cooler.
Yeah. There we go. But we'll talk a lot more about that as we move forward, because you can't tailgate without some great protein. And Tim is the king of protein.
Like meat sticks and jerky.
Right, yeah. What's wrong with any of that?
A lot of people don't make their own jerky. They just like to buy it.
Right.
And you got to be careful where you buy it.
Yeah.
Because it varies widely.
So we just got off the holiday weekend last weekend. And we did a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday entertainments. Right? No big groups, 8-10 people.
No traffic jams.
No traffic jams. Everybody got in the driveway kind of thing. But we did 4 different cookouts, and from simple brats and burgers all the way to a brisket and everything in between. But I wanted to talk about the brisket, because the buddy of mine slaughtered his own steer, right? And he pulled the brisket off it, and he's an accomplished griller, but he said—
He did it, or he had somebody process it?
No, he did it. He processed the whole thing. Himself. It was that one I showed you a picture of, giant hanging steer. They couldn't lift the quarters, 2 guys. I mean, it was a giant steer. So long story short, he brings me the brisket a couple weeks ago when he's in town. He lives up in White Cloud, and it's frozen. So I thaw it out, and I'm going to cook it, and it's maybe like 8 pounds, but it's just the flat, right? That's what he brought me. So I'm thinking to myself—
Smart man.
Right. I just want to cook this thing. About 10 hours, get it to the 205 internal temperature. Well, I put it on at 2 in the morning thinking that I'm going to get it done at noon. They're showing up at 1. It'll have time to rest. Well, I put it on my big green egg, and I had that thing dialed right into 275 degrees. My thermal pen woke me up at 3 o'clock in the morning from 2, and it was already 165 degrees. It spiked on me. And it went to like 350 degrees in an hour while I was sleeping.
How long have you had that big green egg?
Yeah, I know.
How much fuel did you have in it?
Very too much, evidently, but it was very little. But
there's
lump
there's
charcoal.
A good lesson. Now here's a guy who grills all the time, and you can still make those simple little mistakes because you're Russian. It's late at night. Or let's say you're Latvian. Nah, just kidding.
Yeah.
But you're not paying attention to how much fuel
you put
in. It's
the middle of the night, right?
How much fuel you put in. And that is a big deal.
Right.
Especially with a charcoal burner. I don't care if it's a kettle, a big green egg, or any of those things. That's a big, big, that's key.
Right. So what I did to save the day is it's at 165. I wrap it in butcher paper, and I put it in a hotel pan, and I took it in the house because it already got all the smoke it's going to get if it's up to 160 degrees. I took it in the house, put the oven on 190, and went back to sleep. Got up at about 7 in the morning and left it in there till about 10. And now, you know, then I put it back on the big green egg and brought it up to the 205.
Just to fake everybody out.
Right, yeah, yeah, right. But it was—
Because it was still hot.
Right, yeah. I had to do the quick audible, because that thing was going to be done, and I didn't want to leave it rest at, you know, being done for 7-8 hours before we—
Well,
you could have,
several
we
things there.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just a flat.
Right, right.
So that in and of itself is like a big difference from a full brisket.
Right.
Because you've got an inch and a half piece
of
meat.
Yep, exactly.
Versus 4.
All right, well, coming up next, man, it's tailgate season, and we've got Tim Sobey from Sobey Meats with us for the rest of the show, and we're going to talk all kinds of things that are good to eat that you can get at Sobey Meats. You listen to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.